Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson. Our devotional today, Perfect Things Before the God of Heaven. On a recent hospital visit, my wife and I visited a woman who was in an automobile incident, and of course, she was seriously hurt. One from her family was killed, and her mindset was, again, of the greatness of God and the mercies of God, and that she was not bitter against the Lord and that He spared her life and took that of a younger sister, and that she was willing to see that God's way is perfect. And I thought of these things of the Lord, those things that are perfect before the God of heaven. In Deuteronomy 32:4, the scriptures tell us that His work is perfect. There is never a time when his work is out of control, or his work goes beyond his intended purpose, or it falls short of his intended purpose, or veers off course for a moment. The Lord our God has perfect work in all things and at all times. There is never a time when his work is not perfect. His work is perfect all the time. 2 Samuel 22:31, which is also repeated in Psalm 18:30, as for God, his way is perfect. So the way that he leads us, and the way that he works in our lives, is perfect. Now, from our viewpoint, looking up, we may be moved to question whether or not the Lord is working perfectly. Just as in the book of Job, Elihu makes the statement, "For truly my word shall not be false. He that is perfect in knowledge is with thee." And also in Job 37:16, "He is perfect in knowledge, the wondrous works of him which is perfect in knowledge." And this is counsel given to a man who has lost his wealth, he's lost his health, he has a wife who has turned against him, and he doesn't know how much longer he has to go in this trial of suffering. Doesn't know if that will be the way that he'll go out of this life. But one is telling him, as for the Lord, that God's work is perfect. God's knowledge is perfect. Isaiah 18:5, again, this talking about the bud being perfect. See, nothing does bloom before God's perfect plan. It does not move ahead too soon. As someone said, you cannot unfold the rose petal. God does that. God can unfold the rose petal. You see the rose bud, but you can't unfold the rose petal. It's done in God's perfect time. And when it unfolds, look how beautiful it is. You and I would try to do something like that, the rose petal is destroyed the very moment we lay our hands on it, because we pull it off of the bush and just go to work, but the Lord perfects it there on the bush, and he brings it to full bloom. The work of God is perfect, and God is working in your life and in my life behind the scenes, many times in the forefront, and we see how he is working. But even when we are asleep, even when we are ignorant of what he is doing, he is working his perfect plan, in that he has redeemed us unto himself. His work is perfect all the time, every day. Never one moment does his plan ever veer off course. The perfect things before the God of heaven, and he's working with you and me even today. Join us again for morning devotions. I'm Willie Thompson.